This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It feels like I never really left. You should just go ahead and put a cot up for me. Because, if it feels like I never left, then it's like Groundhog Day. It's weird.
Nobody's caught that.
If you've got the money, I got a place for you to crash, bro.
It is Free Talk Live. That's the show you are listening to out there in listener land. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE as in freedom. In the studio tonight, once again, it is I, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me.
It's me, Ian.
And nobody.
And we have many, many things to talk about. Just a few of the things that are on my mind, and I've just made a list here so I wouldn't forget any of them.
Have you checked it twice?
Now I have, yes. I checked it one time before just now. I know that I'm sometimes both naughty and nice.
Sometimes I'm nicest when I'm naughtiest.
And I'm already in town, so nobody has to announce that I'm in town. And no, my name is not Santa Claus.
I don't have to. I don't have to do anything. I'm an anarchist. All I have to do is breathe and die.
And you don't really even have to do that. You could choose to stop.
Dying, I have to do.
Well, you can't really choose to stop breathing.
Well, I mean, you could.
You can until you pass out, but then you're going to start again.
Yeah.
You could, like, put a bag over you.
There are ways to choose to stop breathing, At any rate, the list, as I have it written down in front of me, Bitcoin has reached an all-time high.
Yeah!
19.8 or something.
I don't know what the exact number is, but man, that is awesome news.
That's the best news.
Congratulations to anyone who didn't freak out at the last peak and sell.
Right.
That bought high, right? Like, if you bought last time in 2017 at $18,000 or $19,000 and then the price fell down to 5,000, and if you sold at any point along that line, sorry. If you held, you have now actually seen an appreciation in the price of Bitcoin. Everyone who has ever purchased Bitcoin prior to today has seen the price of that Bitcoin go up.
You have done well.
There have been no I won't say there have been no unprofitable trades, because, there's people who bought high and sold low and then bought high again and sold low.
I'm sorry, I'm talking about the people who hold on.
But nobody who hodled.
Yeah.
Nobody who hodled lost.
Yeah.
Hodled. Is it hodl or hodl?
The internet
I go hodl because it's hold is the word that they are making fun of. It's somebody mistyped the word hold at some point.
Right.
And it became a meme, so I'm just mispronouncing
it. It's so confusing.
And it's also an acronym for hold on for dear life.
I didn't know that. I wonder if that's a retrospective
acronym. H-O-D-L, hold on for dear life.
Good point. So congratulations to Bitcoin. I've titled the show, The Justice Department Wants to Kill Citizens, and that is because of an article.
Old news, then, because that's been going on for a long time.
They are remarkably unjust.
This is from
now.
This is from blogs.findlaw.com. The Department of Justice argues the U.S. can kill citizens at its discretion under state secrets privilege.
So they don't have to wait for Epstein to kill himself.
I'll just tease you with the tease they give. As if there wasn't enough to keep you awake at night already, the Department of Justice on Monday, November 16th, argued before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia that the federal government can kill U.S. citizens at its discretion if state secrets are involved.
They think, and they have been borne out by the court, that they can kill just about anybody they want, just about any time they want, for any reason, little reason or no reason,
now they just
and
don't have
get
to
away
one.
With it.
Now all they have to say is state secrets, and it's over.
If you're alarmed by that argument, you aren't alone. U.S. Circuit Court Judge Patricia Mullett, it's actually Millett, called this argument an extraordinary proposition that would allow the executive branch of the federal government to, quote, unilaterally decide to kill U.S. citizens, unquote, even on U.S. soil, without due process.
Where's she been? They've been doing that for a long time.
Well, now they can do it as they
see. Now they can do it openly.
Openly, and as they see it legitimately.
Mm.
Legitimate just
means
legal. At
least they can stop lying for a minute,
yeah.
But they won't.
No, they won't. We could talk about that. We can also talk about, I'm eager to talk about this a little bit. We've talked about Van Morrison, the musician,
yeah.
Who has written some anti-lockdown songs.
We played one
protest
of them,
songs.
I think, at one point.
We did, and we've talked about it a couple of times when we first heard about it, and then he released the songs, and they're out now. And lyrically, they are exactly what you would expect out of a protest song. They mirror a bunch of things that we have talked about here on Free Talk Live. I think he's written better songs in his life, or he's just sort of, you know, so caught up in his own, you know, thing that his songs kind of sound the same to me. But
it would be a hard one to write about. It really would, I think.
He did it and made multiple songs. Now, did he play with Clapton recently?
This is what I wanted to talk about. I brought the article in that Clapton has joined him for a protest track.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, I've been asking, where are all the rock and roll rebels, right? And there aren't any, apparently, except for Eric Clapton.
Wow,
now,
yeah, for him.
Even Twister Sister's just going to take it.
Yeah, they're just going to roll over and take it. So
they're begging for it.
We could talk about that.
We're just going to take it like a whore.
I've got an article out of Illinois that has done some calculations, and they say that this holiday season, since the pandemic, there are over 70% fewer bars and restaurants.
Wait, they're just closed permanently,
just,
you mean?
You just can't go and shop at them.
Mm. Yeah, they're not there now. I don't know if that means they'll be gone forever.
I think what they're doing is they're just counting the ones that are open.
I see.
And comparing that against those that were open prior to any shutdown. So it could be that some of these may reopen, but, I mean, we've seen how this goes. I'm pretty sure that none of them are. There's also a federal marijuana legalization bill called the MORE Act, M-O-R-E, that apparently is going to be voted on. So we're looking at federal-level marijuana legalization.
Yeah, they've had bills like this for a while.
It's about time those monsters got around to that.
Now they're voting, though. They voted on things before, and they haven't gone anywhere.
It's up for vote, but there is, of course, a tax involved. They're going to try.
We can't stop killing y'all if you don't give us some money for the service.
They're going to try and take money from otherwise, you know, regular business people without giving them really anything in return. They're just going to take money. They're not investing in these businesses in any way, shape, or form. And in fact, they are will be forcing them to do all sorts of things like licensing, etc.
Secession now.
It could have been worse. I mean, the Native Americans didn't have any money, and they hunted them damn near to extinction. You know, they don't like it when you don't have some money for them.
I've also got an article that talks about what happens, or what had happened, whenever there was previously a vaccine that was rushed into market.
People die.
Those are some very interesting things that occurred with these. We could talk about that. I also have how government takes from workers to help the wealthy.
Yep.
Now, this is a bit of an older
sort of a
flashback file, if you will, but it essentially says that no taxpayer would voluntarily ever enter into such an arrangement, which we, of course, here know, but it's a fun article if we get to it.
Taxation is theft. It's the only way they can get the money to pay for that stuff.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Got to take that by force.
But, I didn't bring any articles for the Bitcoin all-time high, but, man, I am glad. And I think that cryptocurrency in general has the ability to replace all bureaucracy.
It can do it if we play our cards right, because every dollar that we yeet is a little bit less power that the bankers have, that the politicians have, that the bureaucrats have. If we stop taking their dollars entirely, how would they pay anybody to murder anybody?
Yeah, so we've got all that to talk about. We also take your calls and your thoughts as usual. You can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you'd like here tonight. Again, our number is 855-450-3733 if you'd like to join the conversation.
They'd be so sad.
They would be so sad.
They couldn't kill.
Hopefully you're not going to take it. We certainly want to see more rebellion in the world. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can call in, talk about whatever you like, take control of the airwaves, say what's on your mind. You can talk about anything you want to, anything we're talking about, or anything we've talked about in the past. It's up to you. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Ian and Nobody.
Yeah, where did who got rid of Nobody?
He gets lost sometimes.
Nobody got lost again? Well, we'll have to find somebody to find Nobody.
I don't know where Somebody is.
I don't know where Somebody is.
I've never met him.
And I'll bet you they don't know where Nobody is.
It's getting confusing.
I wonder if Nobody knows somebody who can find Nobody. At any rate, we kicked off the top of the hour talking or teasing you about this article from Find Law. This is blogs.findlaw.com. The Department of Justice argues that the United States can kill citizens at its discretion under state secrets privilege. And that's a pretty alarming thing for those of you who perhaps aren't familiar with my anti-government views anyway.
Yeah, I mean, when you first talked about this, it rang a bell. When you told me about it off the air, it rang a bell with me. I felt like this story already happened a few years ago, or that there were arguments being made about it. It might have even been, during the Obama administration. It just seems so familiar to me. Maybe they're trotting out something very similar, or maybe they're taking it just another step further, but it really sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's not the first time, and we know that the United States has already killed U.S. citizens without due process.
Oh, you know what? I think I remember what it was. It was that they were justifying killing U.S. people outside of the United States previously.
I do
and
recall
now
that.
Now they're justifying it inside.
Yeah, that was,
States.
I believe, some of the Obama bombings.
I think so.
Where he
they
killed
were justifying
an actual U.S. citizen that was somehow related to some terrorist or something.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah,
so now they're going, all right, well, we could do it there.
No,
we can do it here.
They want to do it here.
Right. So that's what
they're
changing
saying.
Now. Yeah.
So this case involves two journalists who say the U.S. wrongly labeled them as terrorists. One of the journalists, American Bilal Abdul-Karim, alleges U.S. intelligence program Skynet. Yes.
No way.
Yes, that's its real
Hold
name.
On. Is this a real
name? Yes, that's its real name. There's actually a link to Skynet.
Okay.
From Wired. So, the NSA has an actual Skynet program. We've suspected it all along, that the Skynet from Terminator movies was a fictionalization of a real program in the hands of U.S. government, and now it's confirmed. So The Intercept reported this. When is this dated?
That's not going to end well.
Back in 2015. So
they remind me of that Hitman character from Rick and Morty. Here I go, kill it again.
Yeah. So at any rate, one journalist, Bilal Abdul-Karim, alleges the U.S. intelligence program Skynet put him...
Is that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar talking backwards?
No, I don't think so. But it's not him backing talkwards either. Skynet put him on the U.S. kill list due to metadata collected from his digital devices. He claims the government subsequently...
This is the stuff we're not supposed to worry about them having it. It won't do us any harm, right? That's what they said?
That's the stuff.
Except they'll kill us for it.
He claims the government subsequently tried to kill him on five separate occasions.
Oh, my God.
Usually do a much more efficient job of that. Yeah, it's the one thing they do well.
Some of us refer to the United States government as the stormtroopers, and apparently it's an accurate
they shoot
description.
Like stormtroopers.
If they've tried five times and missed.
Well, that was actually the joke is, the one reason that one might hesitate to believe that the U.S. government has killed Kennedy is that he was dead. Now, they killed Castro all the time.
Yeah. On one occasion, Karim alleges he was attacked by a Hellfire missile, which could possibly indicate U.S. government involvement. However, not every judge on the panel...
Nah, it's probably an angry girlfriend.
Not every judge on the panel was convinced. Judge Karen Henderson, yep, it's a Karen, called these allegations a spectacular delusion of some sort of grandeur since the missile strikes occurred in Syria in 2016.
So she thinks he's not serious.
Yet during ongoing civil war, bomb and missile strikes were frequent occurrences during that time. The government argues that Karim's allegations are not plausible enough to move the case forward past the pleading stage.
So he's trying to sue them?
It's not plausible that the government's going around whacking people?
Well, Karim alleges, however, that his vehicle was hit twice and his office was hit twice, indicating precision strikes. It is a significant
not
part of the
good
lawsuit.
Enough precision. He's still cooking.
Yeah. It's a significant part of the lawsuit as the D.C. Court of Appeals panel spent a lot of time on whether Karim has standing, since he's offering circumstantial evidence of being on the U.S. kill list. So, the state secrets privilege.
But wait a minute. This guy was in Syria, you said, at the time?
Correct.
Okay.
That's what this is alluding to. So the state secrets privilege, should the panel find Karim has standing, which was by no means clear from the oral arguments, the panel must decide what to do with the merits of the case. Under the doctrine of state secrets privilege, the federal government can block information that would compromise U.S. national security if released in litigation. The doctrine has increasingly been used by the federal government since the Bush administration to block lawsuits against the U.S. So, in other words, somebody brings a lawsuit and they go, oh, we can't talk about that.
Yep.
No, state secrets. Mm-hmm. You can't
sue
us.
We don't have to be responsible for our actions.
Right. So, Tara Jordan Plachocki, who represents the plaintiffs, argues that the government is trying to greatly expand its rights under state secrets privilege to get, quote, unfettered and unreviewable discretion to kill U.S. citizens at will, unquote. Hinshelwood agreed that attempts by the government to kill its own citizens are a serious undertaking and that district courts have a right to take a careful look at the government's assertion of the state secrets privilege. However, he argues that if state secrets privilege is appropriately applied, courts cannot adjudicate the merits of the case. State secrets is an absolute privilege, even if it involves constitutional questions.
So that's, wow. Oh, okay, so read that one last line there again about state secrets.
However, he argues that if state secrets privilege is appropriately applied, courts cannot adjudicate the merits of the case. State secrets is an absolute privilege, even if it involves constitutional questions.
Absolute privilege.
They're saying that the executive branch answers to nobody mm-hmm. on this.
And not you.
Mm-hmm. Not me. Not anybody.
As Judge Mullet
offered, I guess that means the only way to deal with them is to shoot them, because they're going to do whatever they want to do.
As Judge Mullet offered as an example, what would happen if the executive branch put an American on American soil on its kill list? Would that American have any right at all to contest this designation? According to Hinshelwood, the only recourse would be for that person to go to Congress. But courts, he argues, have no role in that hypothetical.
Well, going to Congress wouldn't do jack diddly either.
No, of course it wouldn't. So, they are trying to assert...
If they had the stones to make those decisions themselves, they wouldn't have handed them off to the president.
Yeah, so, you know, those of you who are still of the status mind, your own government wants to kill you.
Oh, well,
it's
I didn't
just
do
keeping
anything...
its options open.
I didn't do anything wrong. They would never hurt me.
More coming up.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I had seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no reason, none, why we should not deliver another major pandemic relief package to help the American people through what seems poised to be the last chapters of this battle.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opening the Senate on Monday for business after the Thanksgiving recess. The Kentucky Republican continues.
This morning we got yet another major sign of hope. More data appear to confirm that the vaccine developed by Moderna is more than 94% effective.
Wisconsin is confirming Joe Biden as the winner of its election, the chairwoman of the state's election commission signing off on the official results on Monday. Biden earning Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes. Arizona also certifying Joe Biden as the winner of the Grand Canyon state. Biden the first Democrat to win the state since 1996. USA Radio News. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court will take up Bill Cosby's appeal on Tuesday. The court will consider Cosby's appeal as he's challenging his sexual assault conviction. Cosby is in prison for 3 to 10 years for crimes against Andrea Constand more than a decade ago. He was convicted in 2018 and was sentenced later that year. More promising news on the vaccine front.
Health Secretary Alex Azar said the first two vaccines to fight COVID-19 infections could be available to Americans before Christmas. Moderna has become the second vaccine maker likely to receive U.S. emergency authorization as requested Monday. The Food and Drug Administration's outside advisors will meet on December 10th to consider authorizing Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. That vaccine could be approved and shipped within days, and Moderna's will follow 1 week behind that.
The first Asian American to lead the FCC is stepping down. Ajit Pai announced his intention to step down on January 20th. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Go. Oh, there he is. Nobody's here again. Nobody wasn't here, and now he's here, and then he wasn't here, and now he's back again. So nobody knows where nobody is sometimes, but nobody is here.
I'm exhausted hearing all that.
can't keep up. Didn't have your coffee before showtime, huh?
I don't drink coffee.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that would
maybe
probably
you should.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live, in case you were wondering. You are in the right place. You can dial toll-free. Like, does anybody even, like, pay long distance anymore? I mean, I guess you can get to the toll-free number.
Whoever it is that has the toll-free number is paying the
long distance. Right, yeah. And that number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord.
And it's Ian.
Oh, me. Nobody.
And this just in. As if this is breaking news. Our crack reporter, Ian
Father
Freeman.
Guido Sarducci is still dead.
Our crack investigative reporter, Ian Freeman.
I don't do crack, man. Not into that.
You haven't investigated crack?
I mean, I know a little bit about it, but I definitely don't do crack.
You're probably more knowledgeable about the subject than I am.
Probably not that much more.
Yeah. No, I've heard it kills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't recommend it.
At any rate, he has unearthed...
We are going to be talking about drugs here.
We are. He has unearthed an article that says a New York City pub refuses to obey.
Yes, and I love stories like this, and this is, and it's rare that you see anything ever like this.
So just to bring our listeners up to speed, New York City is the most lockdown Gestapo-ish area, in my opinion, in the entire United States.
San Francisco is pretty bad too, from what I understand.
It is. Seattle is also bad. There. You know, yeah. The big cities are worse than others, but New York City seems to. And maybe it's because we're somewhat near, you know, it's an East Coast thing or something. I hear about it more, but it is horrible as far as the lockdown mandates are concerned. But somebody is standing up for themselves?
Well, a few somebodies. I mean, there's obviously been the Jewish, Hasidic Jewish community there that has thrown weddings and funerals with hundreds, if not thousands, of attendees, and they were recently in the news.
Yeah, we covered that one here on Free Talk Live, their Brooklyn bit.
Yep, and people have been throwing parties there, you know, unauthorized, illegal parties, and the cops have been breaking them up. So there's definitely been some resistance. But it's rare, of course, to see a business owner actually openly defying various different government edicts. And that's where this story comes from, the New York Post. It's an open rebellion, writes the Post. A Staten Island pub located in a coronavirus hotspot is stealing a page from Seattle's anarchist cookbook, declaring itself an autonomous zone.
Anarchy!
Wait. I don't think Seattle wrote the anarchist cookbook.
No.
Okay.
But Seattle, what they're referencing is over the summer, some of our listeners may recall the CHAZ, or the CHOP, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone.
That's right.
And then it changed names to, or some said it changed names to Capitol Hill, what was it, the rest of it?
Something.
Open protest, or something like that?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
So, let's see here. So they've declared themselves an autonomous zone at this liquor store. And free from the public safety restrictions, its owners say they will refuse to abide.
Wait, a liquor store, not a pub?
I'm sorry, maybe it is a I don't know. It says it's a pub, but it looks kind of licorious on the outside. Anyway, going on. Attention!
Liquor in the front, poker in the rear.
We hereby declare this establishment an autonomous zone. The autonomous zone and the attention all in capital letters. Read signs outside and around Mack's Public House in Grant City, invoking a phrase more commonly associated with the month-long occupation of Capitol Hill in the Emerald City by anti-cop radicals. Quote, we refuse to abide by any rules and regulations put forth by the mayor of New York City and the governor of New York State.
Yeah!
It's a good plan. Those guys are monsters.
I think it's really heroic, and I hope that they haven't been raided yet. We'll check in and see if we can get some updates on the story. The state has been warning for weeks that the South Shore was on the path to orange zone status.
I think the state's just waiting till they can whack them without any probable cause or due process.
Apparently they can now. Based on the area's consistent and surging coronavirus positivity rate, Governor Cuomo made the call. Restrictions, including the prohibition of indoor dining in bars and restaurants, took effect on Wednesday. But Mack's balked and defiantly kept its doors open.
Nice.
Despite being slapped with thousands of dollars in fines, a shutdown order from the state health department, and the Friday revocation of its liquor license by the state liquor authority, the owner said. So the state's gone all out. It's done everything that it's threatened all of the business owners that it will do, right? So the state gang says, if you don't do what we say, we're going to take your liquor permit, we're going to take your health permit, we're going to take every permit you got,
yep.
And then if you keep operating, it's going to be criminal charges. So that's what comes next.
Yep,
they don't ever say that part publicly.
Yeah.
They just say when the media interviews them, well, if they don't do what we say, we're taking away their license.
Right.
And I don't know how many people realize what that means. If you open your business without these government permission slips,
right,
they will send men with guns in there, and they will probably take you away in handcuffs, if not kill you.
Every law, every
license. Telling. I've been running a church for a while, and they don't seem to have noticed.
Yeah, every law.
Yeah, but running a church is a little bit different than running a commercial business establishment.
Every law.
Well, try and get enough financing to find out, because we need a 24-hour mask-free restaurant in Keene.
Every law, every license, every mandate is a piece of paper with a gun behind it.
Yes. And probably more than one gun in this particular case, because they'll likely
send all of the guns of the state.
Yeah, they'll send a gang down there to close them down. Or will they? And do they have a community nearby that can come to their defense, like, say, responding to a call out on something like a cell 411, which hopefully we'll have some good news about very soon. And you can go to copblock.app to learn more about some of the goings on there. But going on here with this story, At this point, we're okay with it because we're not paying it, said the owner or co-owner, Danny Presti. He said the sheriff's department is issuing us $1,000 fines, so they keep coming back. We're still here. We're not letting them in.
Nice. Wait, how far is New York from here?
About 4.5 hours.
Well, if, he's not letting them in, then technically he's not open to the public. He's selective.
We need to get, like, a carpool and do, like, a...
No, I'm not going anywhere near that city.
Good God, no.
Sorry, man.
I'm thirsty. I want to go to a bar.
Tell him to come up here. I'll buy him a couple of drinks.
The drinks are a little pricey, but Joaquin Grade will serve you in downtown Keene, and they don't require
any. I want to, if I were there, I would patronize this guy.
I hope people are coming in there by the droves.
If you're in or anywhere near New York City, please go and give this guy your business.
The guy, again, is Staten Island. It is called Max Public House in, I guess, a suburb called Grant City.
Is that like M-A-C apostrophe S?
Yeah. Yep. Co-owner Keith McAlarney backed up his partner's declaration of COVID independence. He said, quote, "We're not backing down. You think you scared me by saying I don't have a license to serve liquor now? Well, guess what? The liquor license is on the wall. If that liquor license is going to come off the wall, it's going to be done by Cuomo. You want to come down here and pull that license off the wall?" He says in a YouTube video posted Friday, the same day the bar's liquor license was yanked. DeBozo, he continued, presumably referring to Mayor de Blasio, so they call him DeBozo in
nice
city.
I like it.
"You want to come down here and pull the license off the wall? Feel free to end up coming down, and we'll end up having a conversation before you even think about stepping foot on my property. I will not back down."
I love it. It makes me feel so good to hear about somebody like this actually having the balls to tell the state no.
Yeah, this is awesome. And going on Saturday, the joint was operating like it was 2019 as a small group of patrons enjoyed cocktails inside the bar on the house. "Sure, you can have a drink. We're not charging," said co-owner McAlarney.
Then they can't get them for selling alcohol if they're not charging.
They probably can get them for something.
I'm sure.
The thing with these alcohol rules is they are written very, vague, and essentially any sort of distribution of it without a government permit is probably prohibited, whether you charge for it or not. That's just my guess. But it is an interesting approach.
Happy Hour is Monday through Friday, 3 to 7, by the way. I've found their website. It's maxpublichouseeye.com.
Let's talk more about this coming up, because, it is an interesting question to convert to private clubs instead of public business.
Indeed. 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets,
and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. I am your host, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me in the studio, it's...
You got Ian.
And nobody.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There is no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important, world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all of the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. I would like to issue a correction. We were talking in the previous segment about Max Public House in Staten Island, New York, and they are defying the government's lockdown orders in many ways.
Yay!
Their web address is maxpublichousesi.com. I misspoke their website address. If you're anywhere in the New York area, I urge
get
you
over there
to do business with this particular business.
Apparently the alcohol's free, but tips are recommended as far as, you know, you may want to tip about the value of what you thought the service was that you received, or more.
If you're getting free booze and you're not giving a tip, there's something wrong with you. Change your ways.
I imagine you'll get thrown out real fast if you don't tip after getting free booze.
It's at 130 Lincoln Avenue, Staten Island, New York, by the way, if you wanted to know.
Co-owner, this is according to the New York Post, that's reporting on the story here that they've declared themselves an autonomous zone and have said that the governor and the mayor's ordinances and their executive orders, emergency orders, do not apply. They will be ignoring them. Even though they've had the liquor permit pulled, the health department permit pulled, they're continuing to operate, and customers were in there. According to the story here, most, or about five customers, most wearing face masks, sadly, showed up in about a two-hour span to support the bar, which appeared to be exploiting a loophole for businesses in Cuomo's executive order by not actually charging customers.
See, I think it's good that there are actually masky people who realize that even if they agree with them on the science, they don't have a right to do what they're doing, because that's a bet. It's an easier argument to make than the scientific argument. Because, well, most people just figure, I don't know anything about science, I just got to believe what they tell me.
There's also a good chance that these are just people who wear masks through, you know, social pressure, and that they don't actually want to, but they themselves are afraid of being ticketed and harassed by the police. Because it's not the same in New York City as it is, you know, walking down Keene, New Hampshire streets. If you encounter the police here, there's a good chance the cops here won't be wearing a mask. But if you're in New York City.
New York City.
Yeah, New York.
Yeah, get a rope. They'll probably target you, you know.
Yeah, so. I just want to reiterate, too, in case, you know, at the risk of being redundant, I do support your individual rights to choose to wear a mask, should you choose. What I don't support is the government forcing everybody to make that decision.
Now, apparently, according to MurphGuide.com, in an article about Max Public House, because I was looking around to see if there was any updates, you know, did they send in the goon squad yet? And apparently it was actually all the way back on November 20th, so more than a week ago, when Max Public House declared itself an autonomous zone.
Wow.
So it sounds like they may have been, you know, continuing operation despite, although I guess their liquor license was pulled Friday, so this would have been the first weekday that they were open since the license itself was pulled after they declared themselves an autonomous zone. One customer interviewed by the New York Post said, I totally support what he's doing. I don't support the tyrannical nonsense they have in place, said a man who left a $100 tip for a glass of water. He says, I gave them $100 for this water. They didn't charge me. I gave it to support them.
Nice.
Two other couples were hanging out inside for about an hour and a half. One person said, as he left the bar with a woman and baby, quote, he's all right. He's doing the right thing, unquote. The man decided to, or declined to say if he and his wife paid for the pints of brew and the finger food that they gobbled inside. Others stopped by the bar's Facebook page to cheer the effort. One woman wrote, quote, yes, I keep saying there's more of us than them. Every single small business needs to stand together and do this. So much respect to you guys. Good luck with everything. And this is really a big question that a lot of business owners are super afraid of.
Yes.
Because even if you aren't afraid of the government, and 99.99% of them are afraid of the government.
Right.
But the few that
who isn't these days?
Yeah, the few that remain, you know, they are afraid of what the customers are going to think.
Right, yeah.
They're worried about, you know, social pressures. And I understand the concern, because it seems like when you look around, especially in a place like New York City, where you probably have tremendous mask compliance, you know, it's a city, so that's what happens there.
Yep.
New York's one of the worst. So looking around, you can't judge by your eyeballs. You can only judge based on what you say with your customers, the conversations you have with your customers. What are they saying to you? What is it that they believe? Are they afraid?
Right.
And are they giving you this kind of negative feedback about any kind of steps in the more freedom-oriented direction? So, you know, kudos to these guys. Obviously, they, you know, I think this is heroic, and this is exactly what it's going to take for, if there's ever going to be a semblance of business freedom again, is for people to stand up and refuse to obey and continue to operate even if the licenses are pulled. And this is what I said to somebody this weekend, actually, at the governor's protest. So nobody and I both went to the protest at the governor's house yesterday.
I don't think we've talked about that on air yet.
No, I mean, it was relatively successful. I would say it was close to on par with the previous week. There were different faces there this time, and so some new people had come by. Mm-hmm. And one lady who I met the previous time told me about this couple who was there. I didn't get a chance to meet them, but they were there, and she pointed them out to me. And they're a couple of business owners.
Okay.
And this was the couple that closed their restaurant/ice cream shop because they didn't want to enforce these ordinances. So they made a statement.
Right,
we talked about it on the air. I don't know if you were on that show. But they made a statement. They put up a sign on their door, you know, basically saying, we're closed until this stuff is over because we're not going to force this down our customers' throats.
Right.
Now, in my opinion, that was not the best thing to do, but it was a thing that they could do. It was a way for them to make a statement, to get a little bit of coverage about that statement, to get that idea out there. Remember, I think they wrote something like, whatever happened to Live Free or Die. That was what they had put on the sign on the front of the building. But the sad part was they closed their business. Rather than defying, rather than continue to operate, like the guy, the barbecue shop owner up in Toronto, who was arrested for breaking in to his own business after the government goons changed the locks on him there, or the guys down in New Jersey. So, you know, we haven't seen enough pushback of refusing. And I don't like the term pushback because I don't want to push the government. I just want them to leave me alone. Yeah. So, we haven't seen enough operational freedom. We haven't seen enough business owners
stepping
out there. The
government is a bully. The government meets every definition. It's the world's largest bully.
Well, and you got to treat bullies in a certain way.
Right. You have
don't
to
let
stand
them push you
them.
Around.
You have to stand up to them. That's the only way they back down.
No. So I want you to go to the window, and I want you to open it up, and I want you to yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah,
indeed.
So kudos to this particular tavern there in New York, Staten Island. And once again, it is Max Public House in Grant City. Heroic.
I can't say enough. If you own a small business, consider having the balls to stay open amongst all of this crap and stand up not only for yourself but for other people too, because you may have the courage that other people don't, and I think what you will find is that if you do stand up, you will find that other folks will applaud that specific courage and support you, as his customers obviously have.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty great. I just scanned through an article. Apparently, they're also offering merchandise for sale in an effort to cover, you know, their legal costs. It looks like they face up to $10,000 fines per day. So they've got T-shirts for $25. I think they're selling them 3 for $70 or something like that.
Well, I told the lady at the protest that this is the sort of thing it's going to take. Now, I didn't know about these guys at the time,
yeah.
But you know, just telling her, hey, look, you know, there's going to be people having to go to jail during this. And yeah. I understand that that's not what anybody wants to have happen to them. I get it. But unfortunately, that's what needs to occur. I mean, I don't want it to happen, but it's likely to occur, right?
Yeah,
like, if you do what this guy in this article says he's going to do, and that is ignore the governor and ignore the mayor's mandates, there's a darn good chance men with guns are going to put him in a jail cell. And if you can understand and accept that in advance, then they don't have the power over you anymore.
Right.
See, they'd have less power if we were doing it to them instead of just standing strong while they did it to us.
Putting them in jail?
Putting them in jail, putting them in the ground, putting them somewhere.
We've got more Free Talk Live coming up, 855-450-3733.
Yeah, I don't think violence is the answer.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners.
Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.